This podcast is brought to you by iShares. When will you retire or save for college? For every when, you need a how. iShares understands how to build for tomorrow, today. iShares by BlackRock. Inspired to build.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the app that is now sweeping the nation, how HQ Trivia has put the on-demand generation on a strict schedule. But first, some tech headlines. Online advertising is under siege from an unlikely coalition of privacy campaigners, Apple, and European regulators. Citing privacy concerns, Apple launched a feature on its Safari browser in September called Intelligent Tracking Prevention. This limited the use of cookies to track browsing histories, which of course are heavily used by ad tech companies. With Apple changing the business of selling your browsing information, a report in the journal says the long-term solution may be for sites to be more explicit about how they make money from customer data. Uber is selling its U.S. Prime auto leasing business to Fare.com, and so ends Uber's failed attempt to attract new drivers who lack regular access to vehicles. In September, the company said it would begin to shutter exchange leasing, as the unit is known. The unit's document, compiled for prospective buyers and reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, said the net book value of its more than 30,000 vehicles was roughly $400 million. And amid all the Bitcoin hype, chip makers still aren't stacking bets on cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies have been a winning bet this year, but the chip makers who play a key role in the market are still playing their hands very cautiously. The journal says notable companies like NVIDIA and AMD are keeping crypto mining demand out of their forecasts, as they're highly volatile and changes to the underlying tech can sharply affect the economic value of mining. Coming up, the trivia app that is sweeping the nation. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
A new home in 4 years, college tuition in 9, retirement in 15. For life's most important events, there's a when. But in order to plan properly, you also need a how. iShares understands the importance of how, like how to start building for the things that matter most today, so by the time when arrives, you'll be ready. iShares by BlackRock. Inspired to build. One more thing, we are conducting a survey, and we would be grateful for your help in answering a few questions. It will take less than 10 minutes of your time, and your participation helps support this podcast. Please go to slate.com/survey2 to complete the short survey now. Thank you.
So, in a bit of a retro throwback to appointment TV viewing and game shows, one app, HQ Trivia, has tethered hundreds of thousands of iPhone users to their devices at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. precisely. Here to break it all down for us, if you haven't yet heard of the game that currently has the masses pressing pause on whatever it is they're streaming on demand, is entertainment reporter for the journal, John Jurgensen. Welcome.
Thanks.
It's funny, I actually learned about this app / game at a party I was at, and I keep trying to explain it to people since then, and I don't seem to be doing the best job. So if you can coach me on how to best explain this game, because it seems to me people are still starting to learn about it.
Yeah, it does seem like there are real pockets of, you know, fervent and rabid interest, and then other places and people who just you get a blank stare from.
Yeah.
So yeah, it seems to be spreading still. I'm not sure if I have, you know, the great one-line explainer for it, but, you know, essentially it's a trivia game, a trivia contest. You play as a group with thousands of people and you play it live twice a day. And I think the live part is what people really stumble on and also are most interested in, because that's really the new element here. And I think that's also the real reason everyone's playing, is because it's not just, I mean, who cares about a trivia game, right? I mean, you can play those anywhere, but a live trivia game that we're all playing together at once, you know, in a big kind of mass contest, that's a little more interesting. And the fact that money's involved doesn't hurt either.
Right. And if your reporting is any indication, it really is slowly kind of sweeping the nation from like offices to dorms. It seems like it's getting the masses quite obsessed.
Yeah, and I think there's a bit of a viral phenomenon to it, where you find out that your friends and your family members and you know, contacts are into it. And as soon as someone shows it to you, you definitely get it, because suddenly, you know, at 3 o'clock Eastern or 9 o'clock PM, this host pops onto your phone, this kind of goofy guy in a suit, and starts talking to you. And then it really is just an old school game show.
It's very retro,
there's nothing
yeah.
really. They're not reinventing anything here except for the interactivity of it all. That's the secret sauce. But the gameplay itself is, you know, as old as Jeopardy, really.
And you write about the method to the madness. I know the show is filmed right here in New York City, but it's got to be a mad flurry of an operation now that the game is so huge.
Yeah, and you get glimpses of that. You know, it's they're actually kind of cagey about how they do it. I don't think it's any big secret, but so far they haven't let reporters or outsiders actually view a taping. When I was first talking to the people who run the app, they said, yeah, sure, you know, you were welcome to come down and, you know, talk to the host and the producers before and after the show, but we don't want anyone observing the show. So, I mean, they seem to think that they have some kind of technology or some kind of access there. But what you see when the gameplay is going on is that it's real, it's live. So the host isn't interacting with hundreds of thousands of people at the same time, and the results come in on the phone as people answer the questions. A moment later, you see the results tabulated, and he's reacting to the results in real time as well. So all of this has to happen really quickly and in a live real-time setting. And, you know, that's the glitches and the lags are almost part of the culture of the game, mm-hmm. frustrating as they are. You know, people sort of make fun of them and they get mad about them. And sometimes, I think it was Christmas night, I'm forgetting which night it was, but they aborted a game after question one, something got screwed up and they said, oh, we got to start over. And they promised to start over and never did. So, you know, there's clearly a lot of heavy lifting on the tech side that they're trying to compensate for as all these people are jumping into this game at you know, at the same time.
Yeah, and it's almost refreshing in a way because the culture is so different now. And just getting back to what's striking about the whole thing is the fact that it's a phenomenon that managed to find success in what you call in your piece the event-based internet. So, again, ultimately, the question is, could it have been so successful otherwise? Probably not.
Yeah, I think that's really that's what's driving it. If I could just pull this game up at any moment and play 12 rounds of trivia and have the app sort of automatically fire questions at me, I don't think I'd do it. I mean, even if there was prize money involved, because and to be honest, you know, I don't think many people are winning prizes. The prizes range anywhere from $1,500 to the other night on Christmas night, I guess, or Christmas Eve, they had a $12,000 purse, I think, that got split maybe around between a couple hundred people. And, you know, that amounted to maybe $40 per winner, too. And often people are winning as little as a couple bucks or $5. So the money is certainly the carrot that everyone may be coming for. But I think the community aspect and the sort of the excitement, you do get a little bit of a charge knowing that this game's about to kick off and you got to be on your toes and you have 10 seconds to answer these questions. So there's a communal thrill that's happening there that I don't think is quite replicated, certainly not in kind of broadcast TV because it's impossible. And other live apps, people have tried to make the live streaming thing happen in a variety of ways and with mixed results. So, you know, the real question is how long is this going to hang on as a phenomenon? And that's really what I wonder about a lot with this.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a very interesting phenomenon, if nothing else. John Jorgensen, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
For more, you can check out John's article at WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.